Now, here with business news and some news on construction activity, here's Petula Martin.
Thanks, David. Construction firms have reasons to be optimistic when assessing the latest BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland construction PMI for May. The index was still below the crucial 50 mark at 49.4, which is the eighth consecutive month that activity fell. But there were signs of recovery, with new orders, employment and buying activity improving on previous months. John McCartney, Director and Head of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, joined us. Good morning.
Morning.
The decline in activity in May was only fractional. Is construction activity nearing stabilisation?
I think so, yeah. The sector went through a tough Q4 last year, but what we've seen since the turn of the year is that the rate of decline month on month has been gradually tapering away, and by the time we got to May, it was effectively flat.
What is being built, John? What are the figures for residential housing and apartments in particular?
Yeah, well, for residential housing, we built about 6,700 units in the first quarter of the year. So that was up about 19% on Q1 2022, which in itself actually was a very strong year. Also, I think looking forward, we can be optimistic because the number of commencement notices that have been issued to the local authorities is up about 6.25% in the first 4 months of the year. In terms of apartments, I did see a prominent headline in one of the broadsheets this morning, but I would be quite sanguine about it. Figures recently released by the local authorities in Dublin show that there was about 18,100 dwellings actually on site under construction at the end of December last year, and 84% of those were apartments. That was up about 2.3% year on year. So I think, you know, whenever there's a viability question, apartments are the ones that get squeezed more so than houses. But I think we can be optimistic that they will continue to see significant numbers of apartments built.
On the price front then, input costs did increase in May. Is inflation still affecting the sector?
Yeah, it is. So the latest wholesale price index for construction materials shows that prices are rising by 11% per annum, which is strong in any man's language. However, that's down from over 20% last July. And the PMI index shows that input costs are now rising at their slowest level for 33 months.
Employment then, it rose for a fifth month in a row. Unemployment generally is at a record low. Are the construction workers there to do all the building that's needed?
I think so, yeah. So overall, employment is rising by about 4% per annum at the moment. Construction employment is rising more slowly, about 1% per year. So that might give rise to questions about whether we have the construction workers. But actually, it seems that there just isn't the huge demand for construction workers at the moment based on what we're building. If there was a shortage of construction workers, we'd expect to see wages in the sector rising very strongly. In fact, wages in construction are rising by 2% compared with about 4% overall.
Okay. The Future Expectations Index is now approaching its highest level since 2022. You say it's driven by two factors. What are they? I believe the census played a part in that.
Yeah, well, population growth. So, you know, the census showed that we had between 2016 and 2022 about 1.3% population growth, which is very strong by any international yardstick. And of course, we've had 84,000 Ukrainian migrants have come into the country since that. So our population is growing strongly, and that requires buildings, both for places for people to live, but also supply chain infrastructure like warehousing and so forth as well. So that's one factor. The other factor, I suppose, is strong government support. We have a whole range of schemes to support people to pay higher prices and higher rents. And those schemes give confidence to builders that when they build the stuff, people will be able to afford it.
So reasons to be optimistic. John McCartney from BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, thank you for coming on the programme.